Oh, disajer so terkene wajogo bigo ban ulika gidame ranjo dego mote ganas dechi hayo go te jaba gute nerg botana jo marsite ngobe tina neshite magale haro bro alvenia mojite mukadam bute gombo ponto logo tuole abe Se girta diga ko horte tun saziade arfa gudda sana yu mitin dandi arzize haile lenti fidale nini zimbatize ayo
corre con culo leña ragatis colo le con su mafan ala datis corre con so corrum palle natata colo le con si ade kabakam batum corre con si ame kotta katana
fattota kegna kuni sembertu media te sembertu media yero hunduma sambata sambata ga saganta gaba saganta gara gara kopesa harras ke sumota kabate nufe ke sumoni kegna harra namalamano pera gaba asi jalanne malka yokinchita kanjaramtu faranji da garu romota tirti tala romota ma asimmo che summa cavatengera ga akka sirriti nu galu fa fan ingliziti ni mariannarra marin kenya di marrechati my guests welcome and would you introduce yourself maybe jalan can I start from
sure.
you
sure.
yeah all right
naga makanko jata they call me Jalani Malka I am in Minneapolis and I work with elders here in town, and I'm working on a number of different projects.
Thank you for having
me. Okay, thank you so much. My name is Mati Dekama. I'm a junior studying data science at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and I'm president of Oromo Student Union this school year.
Wow. Okay, good. So today I have these two guests. One is Jalani Malka. She is actually one of the members of Recha Committee, and she's helping us a lot. And Marty is also, he's a student in a student union president. And today we are going to discuss about Recha. And let me start from you, Jalani. What is Recha for you?
For me, I love to attend a Recha. It's opportunity for me to see all my friends that I might not have seen in the last year or very rarely. It's an opportunity for me to wear other clothing and look at
for
the
For that matter, let me interrupt you. Recha is where you see your friends, actually. It's a place where you meet your maybe the friend you haven't met for a long time. Yeah, traditionally it is where you meet with other people. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just an opportunity to enjoy great music and dancing and food and friends and kind of fellowship. So
yeah, okay.
I enjoy it. It's a good cultural opportunity for me to engage.
Yeah, when you start to attend in Recha?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I have seen you in 2020.
I don't think it was 2020 because that would have been COVID. So probably 22, maybe into 23. I started getting involved with the Oromo community here in the Twin Cities about 5 years ago. And it took me a little bit. I attend, you know, Oromo churches and masjid. And then, you know, the different celebrations that come with the religious pieces, but then also some of the regional celebrations and now this kind of bigger cultural piece for Recha.
You can call us and you can call and ask if you have question, maybe you can also introduce yourself and ask a question. This is, let me put it here, 1-2-3-4-1-0-9-8-0. Okay. All right. You can call us. You can call us, and we can discuss if you have questions. Okay, Marty, let me come to you. Okay, what is Recha for you?
Recha for me is something very special. For me, it comes down to like when I was very young, around I think not even very young, but like around 16. I kind of noticed like my Arumuma wasn't. Like there, I wasn't very into my culture, you know, like a Fanoromo and Beku, like I didn't know that much of Fanoromo too.
Were you born here?
I was born here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know that much of Fanoromo. I noticed I didn't know about the culture, history, about my people. And when I was there, I was like, I don't even have Ada on, what am I doing? So I think after that day and after that Erecha became something so, so special to me. It became something where it's like, it really showed me how important my culture is. It really woke me up. And through that experience, now when I like go to Recha, or like when I talk about Recha, I'm like, this means something to me, this means something to my people. What it's turned into today is a beautiful cultural celebration in the Horn of Africa. And I believe for those like who haven't got the chance to celebrate, I welcome them, and I reach my hand out to them to come.
Okay. When did you start attending Recha?
Consistently, I think when I was 16.
Oh, okay.
16. I'm 20 now.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Jalani, you are working with the Oromo community, and again, you are a member of Recha Committee. And this year, I think, you know, many people are saying that it is special. What makes this year a Recha special? What what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for so many years, we've been based at Lake Nokomis.
Okay.
And this is the year that we will be switching.
Okay.
So that's kind of the... I'm excited about it.
Uh-huh.
We had an opportunity over the last 20 years where it was funded by the community.
Mm-hmm.
You give $10, you give $100, you know, whatever anyone could give. And
mm-hmm.
we paid for the food and it
mm-hmm.
paid for all of the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to write a grant this year.
Mm-hmm.
One of the clauses, it's a grant from the city of Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
the Cultural District Arts Fund. And the clause was it needed to be in a cultural district.
Mm-hmm.
So many places in Minneapolis
mm-hmm.
have an... a lack of art, a lack of culture, you know, like some people in lower income neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
they have to take the bus to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was based in the Powderhorn neighborhood this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made the very difficult decision to change for where we've always been and we
mm-hmm.
loved
mm-hmm.
to go to Powderhorn
mm-hmm.
Park. So that we could access this grant. It's a small grant, but
mm-hmm.
it allows us to pay for the food for
yes.
the first time.
Yeah.
It allows
yeah.
us to
yeah.
pay for the Aromo Student Union comes in and we can provide you know, like a mini grant to them
mm-hmm.
so that they can pay for
mm-hmm.
their programming
yeah.
and such. So for me, the special part is A, trying something new
mm-hmm.
and then being able to partner with our city
mm-hmm.
because they
mm-hmm.
so appreciate art
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
dance and sculpture and just all
mm-hmm.
types. And
mm-hmm.
we have an opportunity to show the rest of the community, the
mm-hmm.
beauty
mm-hmm.
of the Aromo, the culture,
mm-hmm.
the dance, the music, the food, and
mm-hmm.
then kind of the system of unity and love and forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, there, you know, what is interesting is, for example, as to me, it is like recognition. You know, when they sponsor your program
yeah.
or your festival, they are recognizing your culture.
Mm-hmm.
And again, from the, I am Oromo and as Oromo, you know, I pay tax and but I want to see, you know, the state or the city or whoever supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just welcoming and just saying that you are a part of our community.
Right.
You know, what you are doing is really ours. And so...
Yeah.
We sponsor you and we help you. And that's really great. Okay, Marty, again, as a student union president, maybe what are you doing, especially concerning Recha or maybe popularizing Recha?
I was contacted by Jetta through my secretary. Her name was Monette.
Yeah.
And I got to speak with Jetta and other elders to talk
mm-hmm.
about Recha, and
mm-hmm.
they asked for my help.
Mm-hmm.
They asked from my group from with marketing.
Yeah.
And this like holiday has done so much for me in the way like it's brought me to be more cultured.
Okay.
So I was like, in my eyes, in this role that I'm given, it's my community, it's my time to like step up.
Okay.
I thought, okay, this is the best time to go help out for Recha. So we went out with some alumni from our school and people who are still in school.
Okay.
And we went out, did some interviews, cut those interviews up. I sent them to Jetta, and she's been posting them ever since.
Oh, okay.
And we've also, with OSU, we're also getting dancers out there to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also be, like, there to, like,
mm-hmm.
vibe and have fun there and,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, sing some Gobe songs, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get some, currently, hopefully it works out, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm getting some of my guys to make, like, a Gobe.
Yeah.
Gobe group.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know how many guys. I have a bunch of guys in the group chat. I don't know how many will show up.
Okay.
God willing, they all show up. But,
yeah.
you know, I know some, like, songs from Gobe.
Yeah.
And I did a video once when I was a freshman in college for Gobe, like, doing Gobe chants. We had girls doing Shinoye chants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, Bira season, you know, the change
mm-hmm.
of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very glad to be helping out.
Yeah, all right. Maybe let me ask you one question here. Sometimes, you know, some people argue that actually we are dislocated in the Soromo diaspora. We are dislocated in the, you know, our culture is also dislocated and it is not in celebrated in appropriate place or appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the argument is that, one argument is that, because of that, because our kids who were born here, grown here, they forget their language, their culture, and Recha also excluded young people. And because of that, young people are not anymore Oromo, because
mm-hmm.
they don't know their language, they don't know their culture,
mm-hmm.
their identity, and because of that, they consider them as lost generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just we are losing them. Mm-hmm. What's your experience here?
My experience is very different.
Okay.
Both of my parents are Romo.
Okay.
You know, my mom, unfortunately, due to the times back home, she grew up in Finfinne, and she, in the time she was growing up, there wasn't Afa Romo, you know, being spoken how it is.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's more spoken now, and due to that, like, I never had the opportunity as maybe like my Romo peers in the diaspora to learn Afa Romo.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, like, when I was 16, you know, a lot of people say your, like, language is your culture, and, like, it starts with your language.
Mm-hmm.
And I beg to differ, and I beg to disagree.
Okay.
With that said, I believe, like, my Arumuma grew by me reading
mm-hmm.
about, like, the history and the Sena of our people.
Okay.
I believe it grew by listening to Sirba, even if I didn't understand. The beat is beautiful. The melodies are beautiful.
Okay.
So I didn't think understanding is the main issue, because mm-hmm. you can figure out the main chorus of what somebody is singing
mm-hmm.
and you'll understand the meaning of a song.
Mm-hmm.
The melody within itself is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's rappers that we listen to, we don't even know what they're saying, you know.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm being real.
It is interesting, actually. You know? Actually, now you are talking about even some music or more music, like Ovation, something like that.
Yeah.
And how do you understand it?
You know, it's like...
Oh, just the
it's
melody.
Like most, you know, it's the melody.
Yeah.
But then, like, I've put in my own research to ask, ask my dad, dad, what does this mean? Dad, what does this mean? Or ask somebody else, what does this mean?
Okay.
You know, obviously, obviously the internet's Google Translate isn't the best. But, you know, even translating through, like, you know, AI is getting better at understanding Oromo past them now.
Yeah, yeah.
But as technology progresses, as translation apps progress,
yeah,
it's kind of made stuff easier, especially even as my Afan Roma has gotten better, as I've listened, I can hear more Afan Roma now compared to when I was 16. Due to, like, practice and stuff like that.
Okay.
But to go back to your earlier question, it's my experience when I went to Recha and I saw how it is, and I even was, like, reflecting on myself,
mm-hmm.
I just realized you can do other things to get closer to your culture. It's not just a language thing. You can do a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's 8 billion human beings on Earth. God all made us in His own image, and He made us each in our own way. Like, He mm-hmm. He made each person, you know, coming from different cultures, made us very unique.
Yeah.
I believe every person should be able to tell me about their people and their culture, at least growing, like, if we're... Especially, I'm like, as I get older, I'm turning to a man. They say I'm turning to a man. Mm-hmm. I feel like as a grown man, you should be able to tell me mm-hmm. your culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the reason why maybe, you know, younger Roma youth, maybe my peers don't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I believe this is mainly a young men issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe young women in our community, they are going close to education. They're mm-hmm. going close to culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girls, they think, oh, it's cute. Like, the dresses are cute, you mm-hmm. know, or mm-hmm. whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But... like, the guys, they do not see it like that. They don't see it as cool, you know?
Okay.
Like, when I have a kale is like a cape in Oromo.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it comes in, like, cheetah print.
Yeah.
Lion print, you know. It's cool stuff. It's cool stuff, you know? And I think a lot of the guys, or just even youth in general, they don't see that kind of stuff as what is quote-unquote cool.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it comes down to, like, how people, you know, sometimes there's a disconnect between the older generation and the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
People don't really understand their parents. They're not developing a good relationship with their parents for, you know, there's multiple reasons for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame the kids. I don't want to fully blame the adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, like, there's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, when you don't have a connection to the people before you, you're not going to have a connection to the culture those people come from.
Mm-hmm.
So if Oromo community and Oromo adults want to fix this, they have to create a better relationship with their children.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a strong relationship in our children.
Mm-hmm.
That's how our kids will become more educated, because they'll listen more.
Mm-hmm.
They'll understand more. That's mm-hmm. how they'll become more cultured, mm-hmm. even more religious.
Mm-hmm.
They'll understand all these things, like, mm-hmm. that adults understand,
mm-hmm.
after their relationship gets better with mm-hmm. said party. You're not going to listen to somebody who you mm-hmm. don't respect or you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my biggest, like,
okay.
That's how
okay.
I view it.
Okay, thank you. All right. Jalani, let me come to you. Okay, What aspect of Arecha do you like most? Your favorite thing in Arecha?
For me, it's the people.
Okay.
Right. I have loads and loads of friends from Jararque and Arsi and Juma and Walika and Reya. And I get to see them at events.
Okay.
Like 10 of them here, 20 of them there, 30 of them there, and then 10 of them here. And, you know, and so Arecha is an opportunity where we can all come together and, you know, find the fine line between us that connects us. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's the people. But, you know, I wanted to touch on what Madi said is, you know, I'm a grant writer. Mm-hmm. And so I actually, all but two of my clients are Oromo, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's here in the U.S., in Canada, or back home, right? Mm-hmm. And I have found that every single client that I work with in Minnesota, mm-hmm. they're all about their kids. They're mm-hmm. all about, you know, I meet with folks in RC and they want to teach their kids the language, you mm-hmm. know, and I just met with a group from Shawa, mm-hmm. right? And they're doing language lessons in Waliga. And, mm-hmm. you know, like each one of these, they realize that, I mean, the job of a kid, mm-hmm. if they're born here, is mm-hmm. to fit into American culture.
Yes.
You know, that's their job. And mm-hmm. so our parents just want them to fit in. But then we realize, you talked about this lost generation.
Yeah.
But what I found is every single Oromo, you know, regional group or parent group, or it's a soccer club or mm-hmm. it's martial arts or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is, they are so wanting to preserve their culture mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. through language, through dance, mm-hmm. through, you know, just gatherings, mm-hmm. that it gives me great hope mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they're in the masjid, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes they're in the churches, mm-hmm. sometimes they're in kind of a neutral space. Mm-hmm. But I have great hope that mm-hmm. these types of events will continue to bring us mm-hmm. together. You know, there's a lot of division in mm-hmm. our community, mm-hmm. but things like this, events and festivals like mm-hmm. this, highlight the best mm-hmm. of who we are as Oromo.
Yes, yes. Yeah, actually, I am an educator in education. You know, there is, actually, it is recent. Maybe this idea come after maybe 2020 incident here mm-hmm. About the death of...
Achalu?
No, here, Minneapolis.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
George Floyd.
So after that, actually, even before that, there is this idea, this voice that, you know, cultural responsive teaching method, and they are saying that kids are actually, when I say kids, from KG to university, you know, they are more mature, they more understand, and they more become full person when they learn through culturally appropriate materials. Mm-hmm. That means, you know, if the kid, especially for this for Mati, for example, young people from psychology too, from age 10 to 21, they have to know themselves, and they have to define their identity. And when they define their identity, there could be gender identity, there could be cultural identity like this, mm-hmm. ethnic identity. And if we don't have ready or material or festival or whatever, you know, that help them to learn about themselves, mm-hmm. then they would be lost. First of all, you know, loss mean they may not be successful in their life, even if they fit to the American culture. For example, this is what we learn from slavery. Slavery, you know, it dehumanized the black people, and so they completely tried to fit to the white culture or European culture, and then they start to question that, and then especially, you know, the book called Roots. Yeah, you know, it shows you there is always this quest of who I am. Mm-hmm. So who am I, where I came from, why I am like this, and what is my culture, my history, and so on. And so mm-hmm. in this sense, I think Arecha would help them to understand and learn about themselves. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Yeah, especially Mati.
What specifically about identity or what?
Yeah. How Arecha actually help you to get your identity?
I feel like it helped you. Yeah. I feel like around that time I was already like trying to learn Sena.
Okay.
Like reading about Romo history.
History, okay.
Because like my dad was always, like, he always was trying to like, he didn't push me too much, but he wanted me to understand slowly by slowly, like, about your people. He told me it was important.
Okay.
He had to give me like little things. He told me little things time to time. Then I started asking questions. Then I went to Recha and I really was like, everybody here's wearing Ada. I don't have any Ada. I'm just wearing a white T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, something's wrong.
I'm out of place here.
I'm out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not supposed to be out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my name is Mati. It's a word of Fano Romo. It's a Fano Romo. My last name is a Fano Romo.
Yeah.
My face is a Romo.
You know? Okay.
My hair is a Romo.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, why am I feeling out of place? Is wrong.
Yeah.
So I, like, you know, learning language is very hard. I think even the Fano Romo I've learned, I haven't put in even enough work, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
But I do believe language is not where it stops. Again, I do believe you can do other things. Again, like the Ada and the Sena, Serba. You can learn a lot of different things about your culture without learning the language.
Mm-hmm.
There's many sources, actually, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were blessed. You know, obviously, Oromo people, they didn't have a written language,
mm-hmm.
like, especially when they're, like, during their expansion, during when they are growing.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, Europeans writing about us, how we're written in their books,
mm-hmm.
Different historical interpretations of how we've been. It's all over the internet. There's many books. So I think one, Erecha helped me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, this is
practice.
This is the practice. This is what people are doing. I should be part of this practice. I should be, you know?
Yeah.
And then also, I think with the disconnect with
you. Yeah, somebody want to talk to you.
Want to talk?
Okay. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Put on speaker.
Hello?
Iggy, yeah, it's on.
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, who is this?
Kuni Girma
Jalama. Okay, Girma Akam Naga.
Bayara Akam.
Bayara. Okay, would you like to talk to my guest?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to them, actually, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, Mati, thank you so much for your honest, you know, explanations and expressions that you have done. And we, as a parent, I am a parent of three boys, and of course, they are now grown. And we have a challenge to teach Afan Oromo. However, there are few Oromo people, few Oromo parents successfully taught their children Afan Oromo. Even they can write and read. In Oromo community, we have tried so many times to teach Afan Oromo. However, you know, the parents are busy enough not to bring the kids to the Oromo community. Do you think, this question is for Mati. Do you think we are teaching our kids differently or maybe wrongly, or is there anything that we can improve as a young, Oromo vibrant, you know, college level person? You might have a different perspective that our parenting system is maybe failed, our teaching system has been failed. I have a great reason to say this. We have tried this for decades, but we are not really gone enough mm-hmm. in the way that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is there any advice for us? Thank you so much. Thank you as well.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, our issue is Recha, but yeah, Mati can answer your question.
I have something to say about Recha too.
Yeah.
Recha is not just bringing people together, bringing a spirit together.
Okay.
The spirit of belongingness, the spirit of humanity, the spirit of Oromuma comes there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, you know, going there is haram or going there is against our religion or whatever. But this is not about religion. This is about our identity, our Oromo community, Oromo people's identity. We are not, you know, dividing the religions, but we are teaching our people how we came to this level and the culture that we have, the sentiment that we have through this particular event that we do in fall season in this country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Girma. And again, would you invite your sons to Recha Festival this year?
What do you mean? Do they come?
Are they coming?
Who?
Your sons.
I never miss, sir.
No, you will come, but your sons.
My sons, you know, yes, two of them, they always come. In the last 10 years, I think they haven't missed it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
I can answer.
If you have a question for me, I can answer. Maybe Marty might have some question.
I can answer. Okay. For both. Girma, thank you so much for sending that question to us. I don't think necessarily there's... I understand you mentioned that Oromo parents in this community have tried again and again teaching them the language, teaching them culture. I think what has failed... And I don't, like, obviously, coming from a different part of the world and then coming to America, it's a very hard thing, especially because the values don't... It's very hard to raise an American child when you're coming from a different place. The fact that so many even Oromo kids have sent their kids to college, their kids got married, it's a blessing in itself, and it's a success story, which is the American dream. I see a common issue. The common issue is that I even see in my peers and how they talk about their parents... and how people talk about their parents, there's some kind of disconnect where the culture, not like the culture, like the fun part of the culture, there's a thing in the culture where they see things that they don't see in the West that makes them, that basically turns off their idea to getting closer to the culture. There's young kids where there's two things where it's like one kid, okay, they have a bad relationship with said parent, and then they do not want to be close to the culture because of their parent. There's some people where they don't have the worst relationship, obviously, with their parents. However, they just, since it's a different culture or they notice something different that doesn't really make sense to them, they can't really understand it, they immediately push away. It really goes back down to like the comment of what I was saying and what Jenna even said. People, a lot of kids, they want to fit into this American culture. A lot of immigrants around the world, they want to fit into this American culture. I don't understand. Unfortunately for me, I don't understand why everybody wants to fit in. We're all unique. We're all being Oromo. You're the biggest ethnic group in the Horn of Africa. You're one of the biggest ethnic groups in Africa. There's no shame in it. I think as a community, we should have more open discussions with our youth, hear why they don't feel comfortable with the culture. We should have group discussions with a bunch of parents, with a bunch of kids, asking them what makes you feel ashamed. I believe through discussion, through conversation, through big conversation, the big discussion, instead of letting it be ignored and letting it get swept under the rug, I believe there will be change in this community. Especially, we should make sure our young men understand what it is to be Oromo. They should understand, especially our young men, because our young men are, what's it called, not understanding the value of our education, they're not understanding the value of their religion, and they're not understanding the value of their culture. When you don't understand your identity, when you don't understand where your parents have came from, how they got to this country, the stuff they have dealt with, you don't understand anything. You don't understand your goals. You don't understand why you should go to school. You don't understand why you should pray to God. You don't understand any of this stuff. When my father was a refugee, in my eyes... Okay, I have to thank God every day. My father made it out this struggle, this cupso. I have to thank God that he put me in this position so I can go to school. And I have to work my butt off to go to school. And these people who left their land, I have to preserve this culture. That's the mindset because I understand my identity. I think we have to make sure our young men, especially, obviously young women too, but the young women, they're not suffering with this American like idea where they have to be so drawn to them. They have their American identity and they have their Oromo identity. we need to make sure young men in our community and young youth in general, of course, need to know that it's okay to be Oromo. You have to know your identity. If you don't understand your core identity, if you don't understand your core culture, you will not go to your religious aspect. You will not go to your academic aspect because you don't know who you are. So that's what I wanted to say to that.
Thank you so much for bringing up that identity thing. Identity is something that you claim for yourself, mm-hmm. besides, you know, visible, the physical thing that you see. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you I raised the kids here.
Need to get it back.
My oldest son, when he comes to this country, he's 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I taught him about Oromo. He writes, reads, and speaks perfectly,
it's
like
beautiful.
I do.
It's beautiful.
Because I told him, like, you know, I cannot talk to you in English because my English is broken as today,
mm-hmm.
back then. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we admit our weaknesses. Of course, it's not my accent is not my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me different identity, which means I speak another language. Mm-hmm. Which is a great thing to have.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Girma, would you focus on Irecha, please? Because
it is
Irecha.
Yeah. Irecha is a sign of unity, a sign of harmony, a sign of identity. Please, the Oromo people, come to Irecha and celebrate Irecha. You don't have to be like maybe walk a feather. You can be Muslim and celebrate, which we all do, always. You can be Christian and celebrate with us. This is Oromo identity. Oromo identity is very important. One more question for Marty. Would you please, or how do you bring people like youth to Oromo community so that we can teach our identity better? Thank you.
Yeah. His question is actually my question.
Mm-hmm.
How would we attract more young people to Richa?
A fortunate and unfortunate thing about our society, I feel like.
I'm sorry, Marty. Yeah. Girma, somebody
yes,
want
sir.
To call?
I'll listen to you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marty and Jetta. I have a question for you too, but I don't have time.
No, if you have a question, you can ask.
Miss Jetta, would you please? You have been with us at least for the last 4 years, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And what kind of strengths and weaknesses that you have seen in our community that you know we have to correct? Especially, you know, going forward, we have to focus on the correction, not blaming the past. Go forward and plan for the future. What do you think about this? And welcome to the Oromo, of course, always.
All right. Thank you so much, Girma.
Okay.
Maybe first, can we start with him? Yeah. Sorry.
Can you repeat the question again?
How do we attract more young people to reach out?
Oh, yeah. The unfortunate thing and the fortunate thing...
To our Oromo community too as well.
The unfortunate thing and fortunate thing about our society is people are followers. They immediately follow. Most people cannot think for themselves. And due to that, I believe... what's best for the Oromo community and even celebrating Irecha and bringing the youth together is trying to make this cool as possible, telling the kids in our community who have many friends, who are very popular, who know a lot of people, know a lot of Oromo kids, to bring them, attract them to this holiday and to our community. I believe youth in my generation do not understand the importance of community. But I have talked to my peers, and some of my peers, you know, they have their own feelings towards our community. And we have to heal what people don't like about our community, what the youth don't like about our community. We need to heal that so our youth can become the adults in our community and grow this community farther. I want to see this community wealthy. I want to see this community God-fearing. I want to see this community filled with culture, filled with life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of my people came to the state of Minnesota, to the Twin Cities area. I want to see this develop and like other ethnic groups in this country have developed. We deserve to develop educationally, culturally, religiously. But that only works if we encourage leaders in our youth. We encourage leaders to bring in other people. Yeah. Unfortunately,
what the leaders should do.
You know, bring somebody like me, that was a good call.
Oh, okay.
You know, and there's been other people before me too, and bringing those people have been a good call. Keep doing that.
Okay.
Keep bringing I talked to Duratu from Oya, I had conversations with her. There's been other Oya presidents before her. There's been other OSU presidents before
somebody
me as well.
Somebody is also calling.
Yeah.
Can we answer?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
That's done, Germa.
Maybe hit end call.
I'm listening on the other side, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with the Arecha group particularly, they made a really smart decision. The Arecha on the mountain in the spring that happened, we worked with Oya.
Mm-hmm.
And we contracted with them, again, the same type of grant, and allowed them to come. And, that's such a neat organization when we bring younger kids in and kind of they grow up, right, in the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the elders wanted to have equity.
Yeah.
So that this fall event, we were working with OSU.
Yeah.
And so I suspect in the future having the balance between what I have found so refreshing is that we have on one side elders who some are tech savvy, but some are not.
Mm-hmm.
And your generation is absolutely tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said we have a vision of we want to tell the story of Arecha, right?
Okay.
So we put it in Mati's hand and he's filming these videos. I'm like, okay. It was just really neat to be able to blend kind of this new vibe, new funky thing, and then to put it into kind of a mainstay of Arecha.
Yeah.
I think that's how we keep the young people involved because then they can own it, right?
Yeah,
and I talked to Duratu too and others in the group of they just want to be asked, what do you think?
Yeah.
Right? I think we can do a better job of that.
I think, again, it is good to bring them to the leadership position too.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we don't have young people in the Arecha committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is good to maybe have someone from Oya or
student. It's so hard because they're students. This role, it was kind of this tangential piece that we played.
And I
thought it worked.
I think it worked.
Yeah.
So especially how long the interview was and how we cut each.
Yeah.
I can make out of one long video, I could cut it into three. So it could be 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's not too long, but still keeps engagement. I think that's that worked.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go. Come back to the question.
It's talking about negativity, and I don't want to go there. I mean, for me, I want to focus on unity.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I mean, my parents are Christian. My grandparents are Muslim.
Okay.
Right? And I struggle with one foot in one world. I want unity, and I will work till the end of the day to try to find this peace and to try to find a place where we all fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know with Arecha, you know, that the timeline for this event is 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 2 is kind of the cultural blessing, more of a Wakafani piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At 2 o'clock, we've been working closely of 2 o'clock is when we turn this into the Aromo family gathering, right? We start with our coffee ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
We move into a traditional barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are working with three really amazing restaurants that have supported you guys for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Dukam Restaurant, Dilla Restaurant, and Qatar River.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 2 o'clock, we move into more of the place where if people are uncomfortable with the blessing of the grasses, then that's, I say we love you, right?
Yeah,
and that's okay. At 2 o'clock, we turn this into the Ada clothing, the cultural dancing, and the music and the DJ. And then we have kind of a special treat at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be Ferengi time, right? So we're hosting a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lined up 11 women and we're working on the 11 men and
food
children.
Show.
Yeah,
dancing.
Children. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that we can look at, you know, what does Jimma look? Maybe a traditional and what does a modern, you know, and Hararge and Arsi and Bali and Barina and, you know, all of the beauty. That is the one thing I love about this culture.
Mm-hmm.
In how I grew up in American culture, we didn't have that. And that's one of the things I love. And so we're hoping that people who may have some hesitation mm-hmm. with the blessing of the grasses, mm-hmm. you know, again, we call it you do you. You know, we support you. We yeah. love you. We yeah. do that pieces. Yeah. But I'm hoping that all of my friends who come to the 2 o'clock, the 3 o'clock, and then the 4 o'clock and just stay for the party.
Yeah. Actually, that is what I always say to people oh, mm-hmm. who hesitate, you know, because yeah. of religious view. Right. They think that it is again the religion, mm-hmm. but you know they can come if they want. They can just have a grass and then you know put the grass in the water and spray water on them. That's okay.
But that's a part that makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right?
If they don't feel uncomfortable, then they can actually stand there, right. look at you know what is going on, enjoy cultural food. Right. Maybe the food they may not. Taste somewhere else and again look at you know the music, the dance, and again because you know it is, as Girma said and all of you said, it is a sign of unity, and it is, you know, it tells you what your cultures look like, and you belong to this country, mm-hmm. I mean this culture, mm-hmm. and so it is also belongingness, and sure. So yeah okay. Do you have something to say?
Just a question, Rachel. Will you tell us about the dance?
Yeah, we can talk about
specifically
what's and just yeah. I mean, will it be a compilation of
what
will it look like? Because we yeah. again the coffee ceremony yeah. the barbecue started at 2, so by 3 o'clock we should have the dancing, the music, and the DJ. So yeah, I'm just curious what it'll look like this year.
Yeah.
You and your choreographers.
Yeah. Basically so as Oromo Student Union president, I, you know, tell people what to do. I got to bust them around. Mm-hmm. But I have my choreographers who mm-hmm. who help out with the Oromo Night show mm-hmm. every spring that we have. Mm-hmm. Please come out to Oromo Night. We plan to have it this year, I believe, February 13th. Maybe I'm forgetting.
Mm-hmm. But, April?
February. No, February 13th.
February
13th,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
If I'm mistaken with another date, we'll correct it. You'll see it around springtime, around wintertime.
Maybe
basically
you can, in February, you can come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, come back.
We can talk about it, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I've contacted those choreographers, and they're working on what I believe is like a compilation of all regions or most of the regions. Mm-hmm. And they'll just do like little snippets of each region mm-hmm. and combine it to like a big little compilation, and that's what we'll see. You know, I noticed last year, I don't know, there was a stage last year. Mm-hmm. If you guys have a stage for us, that would be amazing.
It's a huge stage.
Mm-hmm. But having those girls on stage, the girls and guys, hopefully, mm-hmm. we have both people, both of our groups combined showing out, showing the people, giving them a performance. I want everybody to come for that. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to come to see the food. I want everybody to see each other. Mm-hmm. You know, Oromo has this bad habit,
okay.
when we're, you know, even in my eyes, if I believe Oromos are suffering now,
yeah.
we do this often where when all of us believe we're all suffering, mm-hmm. we're proud to be Oromo, we're proud to be Oromo, out of maybe like hate of something else. But I believe for us to be so strong, we need to walk every day when we leave our house. We're proud to be Oromo. Not mm-hmm. because, oh, our people are dying or mm-hmm. this is something happening with the political climate of our people. I think regardless of the political climate, whether we are winning or whether we are losing, we should be proud to be Oromo.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think that's why you should come to Recha. I think if you are very religious, you're not comfortable, I believe you should come to still observe or even come at a later time where it's just us being together, Oromo. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. we should make this the culture like stay alive forever. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, we have to do things like this. Mm-hmm. So that's why I ask the community, adults, young, old, please come and be with me and be with my all of us, all right. brothers and sisters.
Okay, we have only like 6 minutes. Okay, maybe something you'd like to say or
that's right.
last word.
Well, we're very much thankful for the city of Minneapolis.
Okay.
They have sponsored the event financially, and so the city of Minneapolis Cultural District Arts Fund, we want to make sure that we are calling them out. We want to make sure that the long tradition with Dukem Restaurant, Dilla Restaurant, and Guitar River are honored. For, I think for 20 years, they did it for free, which mm-hmm. it's a great testament to the Oromo people and the love that they have for the Ethiopian, you know, way. But this is the first year that we're actually mm-hmm. able to put some money on the table. Okay. So I'm excited. It's at Powderhorn Park, okay. which is, it's about 3 miles north of Lake Nokomis. So okay. if you can make yourself to Lake Nokomis, you can get yourself to Powderhorn Park. It's 3400 15th Avenue. You just basically go up Cedar and from like 50th and you go all the way up to 35th. So it's like 15 blocks. The celebration piece is probably going to happen between noon and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So by 2 o'clock coffee, by 3 o'clock we've got the barbecue and the dancing. And again, this is Ferengi talking, right? So mm-hmm. We will have the run of show, hopefully, that at 2:30 everything is kind of flipped from more of a blessing of the grasses into this just amazing celebration. And we're actually, this weekend, we were out inviting people from the community in the Powderhorn neighborhood, which mm-hmm. is incredibly diverse. You know, mm-hmm. Spanish speakers, African American, Hmong, mm-hmm. like all the alphabet soup of mm-hmm. the beauty of our city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping that the neighborhood will come as well and join us.
Yeah, actually we have a plan to invite other community leaders too,
right.
like African American community leaders, Native American community leaders,
absolutely.
And so on.
Yeah, and the hope is that Powderhorn Park has a main community building, and we are not there.
Yeah.
We are, if you can find the soccer fields or, you know, the baseball fields kind of on the north end of the park,
yeah.
there's a big stage, a huge concrete stage, and a wonderful tree. It's not an Oda tree,
yeah.
but it's on the north end of the lake. And so if people can find their way there and park, you know, a little bit towards, it's called Powderhorn Terrace
okay.
and 34th. If you can find that area, it'll be the best area to partake in the celebration. But there's plenty of on-street parking. There's plenty of opportunity. And we're just kind of, I'm praying, you know, to Allah that we have great sunshine.
Yeah.
I don't want rain.
okay.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Any final messages for me?
Yes.
Love your culture. Spread your culture. Your culture is very important. Again, like I said earlier today, you are very unique. Every human being is very unique. We are 8 billion strong on this planet. I hope God keeps us all strong. In that, with me saying that, as Oromo people, you learn your history. I feel like many people my age don't know our history. I don't talk to as many adults as I talk to kids. However, I hope the adults know the history. I feel like not enough people in our society read. There's a beautiful history in the Oromo, in the Oromo. So I really, in Oromia, as I should say,
mm-hmm.
in Oromia, we're stretching from Harare to all the way up in Raya, down into Kenya, below Borana, into Olega too, into central, you know, RC and Shawa, you know. I really do believe each tribe, they have their own story, and it's very interesting how each tribe, their story intertwines in collective to create this place that we call Oromia. And also within that, you know, I was raised, my father's from Guji,
mm-hmm.
but I was raised just Oromo. He just said, you're Oromo.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is the mindset we should carry.
Mm-hmm.
If they take away my father's tribe or my mother's tribe, Oromia would still be there, mm-hmm. you know? That's why your ethnicity is important. If they took away Ethiopia, Oromo would still be there. That's why your ethnicity is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so on the tribal scale and on the nationality scale, the sweet spot is your ethnicity. So please celebrate that, learn about that, and educate those on that. Your identity is very important, and that's all I really wanted to say on camera.
That's good.
All right, thank you so much. Gefatota Kenya, Kuni website Kenya. This is our website. Here, Jetta gave me www.recha.org. Saratina Gefachuni Dandesu.
There's two A's at the end of that, please.
Okay. Sorry, two A. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. You can Google and you can look at all information. Recha will be on September 20. It has started. at noon, right?
The formal, starts at noon.
Yeah.
So at Powderhorn Park at 3400 15th.
Yes.